Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Jen, and I'm going to be reading Take Up Your Sword and Pray. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the power of your word and for the ability we have to learn to use it in prayer. I pray for my sister today that you would teach her how to use your word as a sword to fight battles here on earth that would bring your kingdom into the earth as it is in heaven. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture for today is Ephesians 6, 17 to 18. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. When I first surrendered my life to Jesus as a teen, I had no idea how to pray. For several years, I found prayer to be dry and boring at best, and discouraging at worst. There were many unanswered questions in my heart. What should I pray for? Am I praying the way I should be? Does it even make a difference? I wasn't sure what to aim at, and certainly had no idea I had powerful weapons I could use in prayer. One of the things that transformed my prayer life was learning that Scripture itself gives us powerful words to pray. In Ephesians 6, 17, we are instructed to take up our offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's important to note the Greek word translated as word in Ephesians 6, 17 is rhema, which is a spoken word. It's the same word used in Hebrews 4, 12, when it says the word, rhema, of God, is alive and active. This means that words in Scripture become powerful both as God speaks them to us and as we in turn take up our sword and speak them out loud. But did you notice immediately afterward we are instructed in verse 18, and pray? These two instructions are connected. When we use our sword, the word, in prayer, we are fighting spiritual battles. Ephesians 6, 12. Since I realized this connection, I've begun asking the Lord for a sword, a specific scripture to use in the situation when I'm facing difficulty, a worry, struggle, or something that's troubling me. This simple practice has been life-changing. About 2 years ago, I found myself dealing with a lot of generalized fear and difficulty sleeping. One sleepless night, tired of tossing and turning, I finally got up and began praying. I asked the Lord for a sword for the situation, and immediately Psalm 23 popped to mind. I began reading out loud, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want," and thought to myself, "Lord, this is such a peaceful, soothing word. How can it be a sword?" But I immediately began to laugh as I realized that it was the exact word needed to counter fear. The truth that God is my shepherd, who leads me, restores me, protects me, prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies, anoints me, and covers my life with his love and mercy, is a direct antidote to fear, which at its core holds the belief that I'm alone, unprotected, and vulnerable. To this day, when I struggle with fear, I begin thanking God for being my shepherd. It has proved to be a powerful weapon, a sword, if you will, against fear. God is so wise. Sister, what areas are you struggling in right now? I want to encourage you, God has swords from his word for you to use mightily in prayer. When you take up his word and begin to pray it out loud, you are wielding a powerful sword that defeats the enemy. Why don't you try it today? Throughout the years, there have been several key tools I've learned that have revolutionized my prayer life. Using God's word as a sword for specific circumstances has been one of those. What is an area you are struggling with? I encourage you to grab a concordance in the back of your Bible or do a search online looking for verses that deal with that topic. Notice which scriptures stand out to you and write them down. And I encourage you to begin praying them out loud as weapons against the enemy. I know that you will be encouraged and strengthened as you pray this way. Father, thank you so much for my sister. Thank you for her heart before you and her desire to grow in prayer and a lifestyle of prayer. I ask right now by your Spirit, you would quicken her heart, that you would speak to her right now in whichever situations she's struggling. I ask that you would give her a sword from your word, verses that she can use to begin speaking and praying out loud over those difficult situations. And I thank you, God, that you have given that to her as a weapon against the enemy. Father, thank you for working in her life. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.